San Francisco Dam. Guys, I am so happy. I just saw that Stevie Wonder gave Beyonce an award, and he is looking great.
Okay, San Francisco Dam. I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready. Sit back, relax.
Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Monday, April 1st, 2024. Thank you for being here. And I've got to say, I have no April Fool's joke. I don't like pranks anyway. And I live in dystopian San Fran, fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. So I ain't got no jokes for y'all. And of course, happy birthday to all of my birthday cheerins wherever you are in the world. I hope you are having a beautiful birthday. Now let's get right into it. Before I talk about my favorite artist and the patriarch of Black American music, Mr. Stevelin Morris, I need to tell you that I have been performing. Yeah, I've been performing. I know I've been slacking off at this show, guys. I think I should just do it once a week. When I came to San Francisco decades ago, I was a performance art poet. I was sort of like the queen of poetry slams back in the day. This city was bustling. It was live. It was alive with music and arts. There were so many arts venues, open mics, lots of little funky punk rock clubs, from the Sound of Music on Turk Street to Mabuhay Gardens in North Beach, the Firehouse on 16th in the Mission, the Albion. Then there was the Covered Wagon Saloon, South of Market, Paradise Lounge, South of Market, Slim's on 11th at Harrison, owned by Bob Skaggs, the DNA Lounge. So many wonderful venues, and the majority that I named are no longer with us. So San Francisco was wonderland for a young artist. So I'm going back to my roots. I've been doing comedy. I'm not advertising this yet. I'm not going to tell you where I'm doing my comedy yet. I used to do so many solo comedic plays, and my late great husband, Richard, may he rest in paradise, he would do the lighting. My shows look fantastic. I would have dry ice and smoke and lasers and just all sorts of wonderful little bits and bobs, very razzle-dazzle show busy. I performed last week, and I am performing again this week. I'm not going to tell you where. I'm not advertising it. But what I'll probably do is do my comedy against a green screen, because sometimes when you're interacting with people, you're around all the personalities, and it's good to feel what the audience likes. I myself would rather like to show up at a venue and get on the stage and then leave. But I do want to let you know that I am going back to my roots and performing comedy. Now, for today, there is an award that Beyonce Knowles Carter got. She got an Innovator Award at the iHeartRadio program, and Stevie Wonder gave her an award. You know, I give Beyonce credit. She acknowledges her artistic influences. She's very grateful. She thanks them. And I liked what she said to Stevie Wonder. And Stevie, he's a patriarch of Black American music. If you didn't know, he's my favorite artist. He's my father figure, because unfortunately, ever since I was a little girl, I knew my father didn't love me. Wah, Sound of a River of Tears. Well, you know, I healed my daddy whole. I had the space in my heart and my ears to welcome Stevie Wonder. It was just perfect. If there's no Stevie Wonder, you wouldn't be listening to me right now. But anyway, when I was a little girl, my dad didn't come by. I have to tell this story when I talk about Stevie Wonder. It's not a tragedy. It's a success story. So I knew my father didn't love me, but because I was intellectually advanced and I was allowed to read satire, Mad magazines, I was a childhood cartoonist, I was writing cartoons. So I knew it wasn't normal. So I didn't hurt myself because my father didn't care about his seven kids. What kind of man doesn't take care of seven kids after the divorce? I know, right? My culture sometimes sucks, y'all. So I was the biggest Stevie Wonder fangirl in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I had my biggest stage debut in history. I don't like the term bum rush, but I guess that's what I did. Went to a Stevie Wonder concert. I was a teen, climbed on the stage, and sat at Stevie Wonder's feet as he played. It was like a dream. And I remember looking back at the audience and looking up at Stevie. If he could see, he would have looked down at me and smiled. He had on red and black stacked heel Stacy Adams. That's the thing, when you tell the truth, you always remember it. When people lie, they stumble. So tonight, Stevie gave Beyonce an Innovator Award, because we didn't know she crossed over and did country, and all the racists are coming out talking about they hate it. You know, racists are so hypocritical when it comes to black female artists. They criticize her wearing blonde hair. Racist. They could criticize her for doing country. Racist. Okay, so white people can do all this black fishing. White people can rap. They can wear afros. They can, you know, try to talk like they're Blackistani, ghetto black people, and that's fine. But when a black person decides to do country, guys, I made shows about this. It's just pure racism. But anyway, you know, I can't really stand Rolling Stone because I don't like how they treated Michael Jackson. But Rolling Stone gave Beyonce a 100 and said she's got a classic album. Listen to some of it. Stevie Wonder played harmonica on her version of Dolly Parton's Jolene, Jolene. Stevie Wonder played harmonica on that. So Stevie introduced her when he gave her the award. And he's the sweetest man, guys. I am so happy that he's my favorite artist. Guys, that's the show for today. I hope you're doing beautifully. Thank you so much for coming by, thinking about me, listening, recommending, subscribing. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday churns. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you are doing beautifully. And thank you, Stevie Wonder, for everything you have done for the world. I love you. Hey, guys, I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.